The Web That Has No Weaver, Understanding Chinese Medicine, page 239. Chapter 8, The Patterns of the Human Landscape, The Details of the Clinical Scene. The eight principal patterns, as we have seen, define the basic picture of human disharmony. Although the general qualities delineated by these patterns sometimes allow the physician to select the proper acupuncture points or herbs, or a combination of two that will tend to rebalance the disharmony, more frequently the clinical picture must be refined. By themselves, the eight principal patterns are too crude. This refinement is achieved by using the eight principal patterns as a basic matrix and also seeing or emphasizing signs that relate to the fundamental textures, the pernicious influences, or the organs. The bulk of this chapter describes the basic clinical patterns commonly seen by practitioners of traditional Eastern Asian medicine. Before this discussion, the chapter has two preliminary sections. The first section deals with general disharmonies of qi and blood as common clinical descriptions of the basic polarities of yin and yang. The second section re-examines the medical paradigms of East and West. Finally, the reader encounters the first detailed presentation of what an Oriental physician might actually recognize in the human landscape. Pattern of qi and deficient yang, pattern of blood and deficient yin. Qi and blood are the fundamental textures most often used to describe the first level of refinement in the harmonious and disharmonious state of the human landscape. The qi's tension and the blood repose are the preliminary emblematic categories that most succinctly delineate the yin yang state of the human being. As an aging summarizes, these harmonies of the blood and qi are the basis of the 100 diseases. Patterns of deficient qi and deficient yang. Qi is about dynamic tension, active force, transformation, and creativity. Deficient qi is an inactivity, the absence of tension, and inappropriate stillness. The following signs gleaned from the four examinations, when woven together, suggest deficient qi: general weakness or lethargy, pale, bright face, shallow respiration, low, soft voice, little desire to speak, dislike of movement, spontaneous sweating, easily lose focus, a passive introverted manner, pale tongue material, and empty, frail, or otherwise weak pulse. The most reliable of these signs are a bright, pale face and a weak pulse. If the pattern of deficient qi is a generalized one in which the entire body's normal qi is affected, the physician need not proceed any further with the diagnosis and can start appropriate treatment. The pattern, however, may also be associated with a particular organ qi or a particular type of qi. For example, protective qi. In such cases, in additional signs specific to a particular type of qi disharmony will be displayed. It's important to distinguish the pattern of deficient qi from those of deficient yang. Deficient yang includes deficient qi. Qi is a yang phenomenon because it's dynamic. If qi is deficient, therefore, some aspect of yang will also be deficient. Furthermore, since deficient yang encompasses deficient qi, if yang is deficient, it would follow that qi, as well as other yang functions, is deficient. Deficient yang implies a diminution of fire, which leads to a relative excess of cold or the appearance of cold. Therefore, deficient yang displays the sign of deficiency as well as signs of interior cold, such as cold limbs, slow movement, aversion to cold, puffy tongue, and slow pulse. Often, the shared signs are more severe. Deficient yang is a broader category of deficient than deficient qi in two senses. It's more inclusive and its effect at the body at the deeper levels. Ultimately, yang is a more profound dynamic force. Patterns of stagnant qi. Stagnant qi is a pattern of excess that occurs when the smooth flow of qi is stuck in a particular organ, meridian, or other part of the body. This pattern usually requires further elaboration to localize it. Stagnant qi may result from emotional or dietary imbalances, external pernicious influences, or trauma. When qi is deficient, that is, when there is not enough qi in a particular part of the body to keep the qi itself moving, stagnant qi may also arise. This is a case of a pattern of deficiency turning into one of excess. A primary symptom of stagnant qi is distension and or soreness and pain. This does not mean, however, that all soreness and distension result from stagnant qi. The distension or soreness associated with stagnant qi characteristically changes in the severity and location. If palpable lumps are present, they usually are soft, and they come and go. Psychologically, stagnant qi has a feeling of being blocked, frustrated, tense, or moody. A darkish or purplish tongue and a stagnant pulse, such as wiry or tight pulse, are also salient signs of this pattern. Patterns of deficient blood and deficient yin. Blood is the energetic of repose, receptivity, and relaxation. Blood is the absence of tension. It is rest, nourishment, and the cycle of movement. Its absence of goals, the easy acknowledgement of what has already been accomplished. Blood is soft, moistening, and allows for recognition of self-worth. Deficient blood is the inappropriate presence of tension. Its restlessness, tightness, jumpiness, the absence of responsiveness and receptivity. Deficient blood may be preceded by loss of blood, insufficient spleen qi to produce new blood, or congealed blood that prevents new blood from forming. The following signs, when woven together, point to the general pattern of deficient blood: dizziness or a sensation of instability, thin, emaciated body, spots in the visual field or otherwise impaired vision, poor memory, weak tremors, tightness or cramps, numbness in the limbs, dry skin or hair, scanty menses, lusterness, pale face and lips, pale tongue material, and thin pulse. The most decisive of these signs are the restlessness, absence of self-esteem, and the thin pulse. Deficient blood, like deficient qi, may affect a particular organ, requiring further refinement of the pattern based on additional signs. Deficient yin is deeper, more still, and has a deeper sense of tranquility and stillness. Blood has no goal but still moves in cycles. Yin is pure quiescence and has a sense of arrival. Yin is closer to the essence, which is jin, while blood is closer to the qi. Deficient yin belongs more to the kidneys, while deficient blood has a closer relationship to the liver, spleen, and heart. When the yin is deficient, it's easily recognized by an inappropriate appearance of movement or heat. Deficient yin can have the appearance of heat, a relative excess of yang brought about by lack of yin or water. Deficient blood and deficient yin often display similar signs, especially emaciated appearance, absence of stillness, dizziness, spots in the visual field, and the thin pulse. Deficient yin, though, will also display heat signs, agitated manner, red cheeks, warm pulse and soles, night sweats, red tongue material, and rapid thin pulse. Patterns of congealed blood. Blood allows an effortless maintenance and recognition of self. When the blood loses its easy movement and nurturing presence and accumulates inappropriately, the self generates a contrary self. Designated congealed blood, one of its primary signs is severe pain. This pain is different from that of stagnant qi because it's fixed and stubborn. The self opposes itself. There's no respite from pain. Other common signs of congealed blood include tumors, lumps, and hard, relatively immobile masses. The body generates its own antithesis. Congealed blood's sense of the self splitting from itself is also recognizable in such signs as the inability to feel safe and a feeling of suspiciousness, terror, and paranoia. Also recurring, with frequent hemorrhages because the blood flow is blocked, causing spillage. Hemorrhages with clots and of a dark purple tint, the color of congestion. A dark complexion, dark purple toned material with red spots, and a choppy pulse all points to the pattern of congealed blood. Congealed blood may be preceded by trauma and abuse, hemorrhage, stagnant qi, which cannot move the blood, or cold patterns. Patterns of hot blood. The blood should move smoothly. If heat affects the blood, it can become reckless. The major symptom of this excess or heat pattern is bleeding. It's often generated by a heat pernicious influence that has invaded deep inside the body, agitating the blood and making it reckless, that is, causing to leave the normal pathways and to hemorrhage. Symptoms of hot blood include blood in the sputum, vomitus, urine, or feces, bloody nose, excessive menses, and red skin eruptions. Other accompanying heat signs may include thirst, irritability, scarlet tongue, rapid pulse, and in extreme cases, delirium.